We have been covering lots of different great music festivals in our area. We are so incredibly lucky. Everything from Falcon Ridge to the Old Tone Music Festival. And now it's great to talk about another music festival. That is coming up Columbus Day weekend, October 4th through the 8th. 3 days of music. By the way, if you're camping, 4 days of camping. It is the Black Bear Music Festival. And with us this morning, we have one of the managing partners, Beth Murphy. Beth, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's just so wonderful to be able to talk about this exciting new event.
Well, you know, I love the name, first of all, because now, you know, 20 years ago, spotting a black bear was kind of hard. Now, black bears are all over the place. So I think the name, the Black Bear Music Festival, is great. By the way, this is taking place at the Goshen Fairgrounds, right?
Correct, yes. Connecticut, Goshen Fairgrounds.
Which is a great place to host an event such as this. So let's talk about this. How did this festival come about?
Well, it's been a dream of mine for about 5 years, being a festival goer and a real lover of live music. It just seemed right to try to work towards putting on an event in this part of the world to just share the joy of live music.
And we should say this is an Americana music festival, and I think that's why we're so lucky here. We get music festivals that give us all different types of music.
Correct. Lots of bluegrass festivals, folk festivals, yep. But the Americana umbrella is just teeming with fantastic artists. We have rockabilly, we have western swing, we have Cajun, we have a little indie stuff, we have something called newgrass, and of course the traditional folk and bluegrass. The whole Americana movement started in, all over the country, but it's really big in Nashville right now. The Americana Music Association has thousands of members, and it's working its way north, and we're just happy to be able to bring this type of music up here to Connecticut and to this whole New England area.
We're talking about the Black Bear Americana Music Fest coming up 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, and 8th Columbus Day weekend in October at the Goshen Fairgrounds. And you have well over 20 acts. Who are some of the acts that you're bringing in?
Oh, my gosh. We have the Revelers. We have Adam Ezra. We have Joe Crookston. We have the Sweetback Sisters. We have the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow. We've got Atlas Gray. I mean, actually, we have almost over 35 acts at this point. The Grand Flambovian Circus of Dreams. I could go on and on.
I just interviewed the Whiskey Treaty Band, as a matter of fact.
One of the things that we're really doing here is trying to bring not only just the Americana sound, but to really focus on some emerging artists, up-and-coming acts that don't really get much of play anywhere. They play at libraries. They play at little small events because Americana music is not on the radio very much. So it's hard for some of these acts to find their audience. But
I think it's interesting what you say. When we formed the radio station 10, 11 years ago, Jill Goodman and I, we did it the old-fashioned way. We segment our programming. Some segments have classical, some segments have chamber music, some have, regular American music. Some people, we have folk music, we have Americana music, and they're all on at the same times on a consistent schedule. And mm-hmm. And what's great about that is you can give exposure to music, and those fans that want to hear it will flock to that particular portion of your programming. We wish more radio stations would do it, because you wouldn't have a comment like Americana music isn't that well known anymore.
Exactly. It's, and there, so many of our artists are well known to festival people, but unfortunately, if you're not a festival goer, you may not have heard of some of these fantastic artists. John Gorka, for example, acts like Judd Caswell and Vance Gilbert, incredible musicians and artists. They bring so much excitement to the stage. It's it gives me goosebumps.
I know. Is this your first? Is this your first festival?
Yes, very first.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you to have several beers a day just to keep calm.
Well, I'm a gin girl, but, you know.
Have several gins a day just to keep calm.
Yes.
But, you know, because you're putting on a festival like this, and you can speak to this. I've spoken now to people at the Old Tone Roots Music Festival. Of course, I know Bub from Falcon Ridge. Putting on a festival like this, up until the festival starts, is harrowing at best. And then when the festival starts, it's not harrowing. It's just you're very, very busy.
Yes. You hit the nail on the head there.
Well, I give you credit now for combining with other people, obviously, to put this on, because we live in an area where people do accept these type of festivals and like these type of festivals.
Right. Well, you know, I think the joy and the love of music, particularly live music, is something that it's an avenue to draw people together and with a common theme. And no matter what your politics, no matter what your religion, we can all wrap ourselves around the live music experience and sort of have a togetherness there. And that's one of the things we're hoping to achieve, too, just having some fun. You know, it doesn't always have to be serious. It can just be fun.
It's true. You know, I'm 65, and when I was growing up and I lived in the Hudson Valley, we didn't have many music festivals, but we had live music in clubs all over the place, all types of different live music. Now you don't. So you're really, the chance for you to get out and see live music and experiment and see a lot of different live music is now at these festivals.
Correct. That's very well said. That's very true.
Well, we'll talk about that, the festival in detail. So now you've got regular tickets and you've got camping tickets?
Correct. We have a huge array of tickets. So we have camping, four levels of camping. So you can get camping, premium location with electricity, without electricity, just a regular standard ticket. And then our day tickets, a day ticket, for example, Saturday will give you 12 hours of music. So it's really day and night ticket combined into one. The best deal is the weekend ticket if you're not a camper. You get all three full days of music for a two-day price. So the whole weekend pass is $150 for 3 days of music, and it's 12 hours just about each day, and then Sunday we're going to end at about 5 p.m.
Now, if people want tickets, they can get them at blackbearmusicfest.com. That's blackbearmusicfest.com. But this interview will be posted on our on-demand site, robinhoodradio.com, on demand. You go to the interview section and you'll see this interview. And if you go to the interview itself, there'll be more information on the interview, links to not only the website, but a direct link to get tickets as well at our on-demand site. And all I can say is congratulations for having the gumption to put together, and especially for a first year, to come up with the acts that you have come up with is absolutely amazing. And I wish you much success on the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Goshen Fairgrounds.
Well, Marshall, thank you so much. We're so excited. My partners and I, we've just been working so hard to bring this festival to fruition, and we're just beyond excited to do it.
Well, congratulations and best of luck with it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That is, once again, the Black Bear Americana Music Festival, Columbus Day weekend at the Goshen Fairgrounds, October 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th. There's camping, there's individual, there's weekend tickets. They're going to have singers, songwriters, unbelievable acts, as a matter of fact. And they've got great food, bonfires, drum circles, cornhole tournaments, and, of course, the foliage should be out by then. So it should be a fantastic weekend.